Afternoon in Shabbos, continue Chof Shvat Heitav Shalom at Zion, February 8th, 1977, on Tuesday.
So the ball passes, let's say, one amo in this Rishis Rabin. Then there are two ames in the Rishis Ayochti. And then it rests an amo away from the second borderline in the other Rishis Rabin. So then, according to Rashi, he's spot. In other words, only if, let's say, there is two ames here in this Rishis Rabbi, then two ames here in this Rishis Rabbi, but in the meantime, the interim, it passed through the Rishis Ayochi. But if there is one amo in this Rishis, it passes. One amo in this Rishis Rabbi, one amo in this Rishis Rabbi, and two ames in the Rishis Ayochi, then he spot, according to Rashi. This is what Rashi says. In Mova Rishis Rabbi, the Lord Ames, Avu Etzir of Chayim. And the Rambam says the same thing, and the Rabbin Hananel says the same thing. The Ralbag in his Perush and Chumash and Parsh Yisrael. So he says that even if the Dalet Ames is constituted, also by the distance it passes in the Rishis Ayochid. All right, there's the Ralbag, but he is a Yochid in the Chid. All right, so in Mova Dalet Ames, Rishis Rabbi, Dalet Ames, Vafiu Al De Tziru, Yisrael. No, of course, the Ralbag certainly has to agree with the lomdes of Rabbi Sazal. I mean, as the pashtes agmore davov appears to be. So, poches ma'abam espota. Poches ma'abam espota, din shemitzoy lo mechayev, do amrinon, kluto kimishi unru. Maiko mashmilon, hoko mashmilon, rishuyes mitztarfis. Do amrinon, kluto kimishi unru. So, the Rashbo is chelik on both Rashi, on two Rashis here, the Rashi. So he says, Rishuiz, Maiko Mashmalo, Rishuiz Mistarf, Rishus Arabim Zu, Rishus Arabim Zu, with the Loiker of Yezid, on a fair Kamitiyain, Abdel Mechot Mishusechot Chayef, Rishte Rishuiz Potter, Loit Komashmalo, and Lamrin of Kutri Mishumch. So number one, that Rashi says, two important Rashis. So the first important Rashi is, that according to Rashi, when the Gemara says here, Hokamashmul of Rishu is mitzvahs, so that this has to do with the machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbonon, that pay as to whether Rishu is mitzvahs or Rishu is not mitzvahs. Now, there the Gemara that pay says that if somebody is meitzi chotzik reches, and then he's to another act of it, so he is meitzi another chotzik reches, so it's mitzvah. So Rabbi Yisi says, when is it mistarfin? If it's not separate rishuis, but if it's separate rishuis, then it's not mistarfin. According to Rabbon of Rabbi Yisi, even if it's separate rishuis, so it's mistarfin the chotzik reyes in one rishuis to the chotzik reyes in the other rishuis. So Rashi says that this is totally in that machleikel between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbon. So in other words, this braise accords with Rabbon. And it cannot agree with Rabbi Yisi. It cannot agree with Rabbi Yisi. Now, so that means that if we pass in this price, we cannot pass like Rabbi Yisi. That Rishui is a mitzvah face in the case of Heitzi Chotzik Regress, and then again Heitzi Chotzik Regress. The Rambam passes this price that Hazirik Mishizaram Mishizaram Mishayochid Behemza. So it's mitzure, the two rishuyes are mitzare, and the paskins they are like Rabbi Yisi. So obviously the Rambam agrees with the Rashbo. The Rashbo is masik on Rashi. He says it couldn't be that this rishuyes mitzarefes is totally in the machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbon and Afpei, because here the Gemara says Maiko Mashmalo. In other words, it's a pshites. So Hoko Mashmalo and rishuyes mitzarefes. So, if it is told in the machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbonon, and it doesn't accord with Rabbi Yisi, so how could the Gemara have a Gedaitoch that it's such an obvious thing? I mean, the Braise didn't even have to tell us that. So he says, no, that this Rishuyis Mitzvahs, everyone agrees. Even Rabbi Yisi agrees. Rabbi Yisi only says that Rishuyis Mitzvahs, where there were two itzoyes, and then another itzoya of hotzichot reyes. So we have to resort to a special aloche of tziruf. So if it's another rishus, so mimele there cannot be any tziruf. Mashenkin here there is one itzoya. So then everybody agrees the rishus is mitzvahs. It's not even aloche of tziruf. See, it only means he has he has to be mavir daladamis erushas harabim. The fact that there is an intervening zone where is mavir between two ames in one rishas harabim and another two ames in another rishas harabim does not interrupt it, sorry. But it's not a real din of tziruf. The Gemara uses the expression rishas mitzarfetz, but it's not a din of tziruf, you see. According to Rashi, it means a real din of tziruf. So the Rashba says, no, Kamashmo Rishu is mitzarfetz in this case, but, and even Rabbi Yisi will agree. Rabbi Yisi only says, well, you have two itzoyes, heitzechotzik reikres, vechoza veheitzechotzik reikres. So in such a case, Rishu is not mitzarfetz. Alright, that's one machlekes, between Rashi and Rashba. Then there is another machlekes. Now, so mitzarfetz, again, Rashi, mitzarfetz Rishu Zarabim Zul, Rishu Zarabim Zul. We look at Rabbi Yisi, don't forget Kameitzi Yayim. Avdel Amechot Rishusechot Chayim, Rishtei Rishu Yispota. Deit Kamash Melon, Dulei Amrinon Kluto Kimishonuch. Dulei Amrinon Kluto Kimishonuch. So that is, now the Rashi in the first line says, Poches Marba Poter, the Mishumitzoy Eloi Mechayim, Dulei Amrinon Kluto Kimishonuch. So Rashi explains, now the Brai says, Reisha is the same. The Reisha says, Daldam is Chayim. Poches me abame is pota. That's the same. So how do we know that kluto lo yamrin on kluto kemishuncho because of the din of the same? This is how Rashi explains. The Rashbo is masik against Rashi. He says, how can the Gemara deduce that this price holds lo yamrin on kluto kemishuncho? But why? Because if we say kluto kemishuncho, so why does the same say poches me abame is pota? Even Poches Ma'abames, even if he wasn't made in the Rishus Rabim itself, Daladames, but it was called in the Rishus Ayochit. It was called in the Rishus Ayochit. So Kluto Kimishuncho, so let him be chayv on the score of Meitzi, Mirshus Rabim Rishus Ayochit. So even if the ball didn't pass Daladames in the Rishus Rabim, but it was called in the Rishus Ayochit. So at that point, it should be considered as if it had been Och. So at that point, it should be Mechuye on the score of Meitzi, Meshus Rabim, Meshus Hayom. This is how Rashi explains. So the Rashbo asks, no? We just finished saying, that Rabbi Yude, who says, Kutuk Mishuncha Damye, but when does he say Kutuk Mishuncha Damye? When there is a Kavone. But when there is no Kavone, not when there is no kavone, then we don't say kluto kemishon chadam ye. When there is no kavone, so mimele. What's the raya that the brayso holds? Lo yamrin kluto kemishon chah. Maybe the brayso holds like Rabbi Yehuda that kluto kemishon chah. But when do we say kluto kemishon chah? Only when he's mischavin it should be noch. But here he wasn't mischavin. How do we know that he had kavone that he should be noch in the middle in the rishus hayochid? Maybe he didn't have kavone that he should be noch as it passes in the intervening rishus in the rishus hayochid. So maybe it was not koluch, it's not kimishuncho. It was not kimishuncho. That's the asol of the Rashba. So then he mentions, that's a kasha that the Rashba raises against Rashi. Then he mentions the pshat. He mentions the pshat of Rav Haigoyim, that the raya, the deduction is not from the sefer. The deduction of lo yamrin on kluta kemishuncho is not from the sefer of the prices, Rashi explains, but it's from the ratio of the prices. What does the ratio of the prices say? Hazirik meshus harabim leshus hayah leshus harabim ushus hayochi beemtza. So if there is, if you can count up Dalet Amis in the Rishus Rabim itself, so then he is Chaye. So it's a Chaye that the price holds lo yamrin on kluto kemishuncho. Because if we are going to say that amrin on kluto kemishuncho, that amrin on kluto kemishuncho, so even if there is Dalet Amis in the Rishus Rabim itself, it shouldn't be Chaye either. Because as it passed the Rishus Hayochid, it was Huncho in the Rishus Hayochid. So Mimele, so that Anoche was Mivateil, the Akira from the Rishus Arabi. But So this is how Rabbi Goyen explains the Gemara. The deduction, the diuk, is not from this, from the Sefer, as Rashi says, but it's from the Reish. But the question is, so he says so himself. So he says so himself. How could we say that even if the Adal Adamis in the Rishus Rabbim itself, so he shouldn't be Chayev, because in the Rishus Ayochi there was Anoche, but the Rashbo himself said that when is there, can it be considered Kuto Kimishe Uncho? Only if he had Kavone it should be Noch there. But here he didn't have Kavone it should be Noch. So Melee, so it's not Noch, so it wasn't Mivatil the Akire from the Rishus Rabbim. Now let's see the Loshin of Rabbi Goy. Now, there at the bottom, he says, "Hokamashmu nachzarik chesom dalek. Hokamashmu reshuyes mistalfes v'loy kut reshuyon. Pirish Rashi zal reshuyes mistalfes. Oh, that's the first Rashi. All right, so loy krabiyesh on perkal godol im belechod v'shuzechod chayv v'izreshuyes pota. V'ine mechva beinaydim kei milchad pshitel krabiyesh liptura matmin on hach v'amrin on pshitel chiyuv. So u mistabu lafshay chadon." The Hosom be made his eyes, the Hosom hates the Hotz's eyes. He'll call Dinuli Starful State, so it's Muchlokis in the Gam, Avloches Rikahas, Dinuli Starful, Kenir. All right, now the next Rashi. We all name the Amrin of the commercial Kulak Mishunha. Pure Sharash is out, Apoches Mikam, and the same. The Patrino Mipoches Mitalev, Vavo Gav the Ovo Derech Hishus Ayochit, Shmamon the Kutta Lavki Mishun. Because if Kutta Mishunho, he should be Mechuyev on the score of Meiti Mioshus. Mirshus Rabbim, Mirshus Ayoch, Zayoch. We can say in a mechva beinai. The minolon, the potam, mishim nikut lafki mishunch. Do you have shalim akut lishai valel? El beim akol mokim shidir tzedenuach. Holav vachaloi, vichim mishachei. Minolon, the less likut or deal me isle. Visham rochet, afil nocha, bishus Ayoch, id mame shalim mechayev. To lisav de machshavt. Uchedam rin liil. Uchedam rin liil. Rin liil. So then he says, Then he mentions Rabbi Goyen. Of Rabbi Goyen, Zal Pio Shuarish. Claim. Umi de Chayv Libishe Zorakar Bahamas. Shmaman Oname Kutal Afti Mishuncho. But I'm going on Kivim Shek Kishikotose Tahasar Bahamas. Before it reached the Dalai Damas destination. Ki mishenoch b'shus ha-yochid ome. V'nimtzu Dalai Damas b'shus ha-rabi mikotois. V'lo yiriv mitzvahis. Why? Ki mishenoch b'shus ha-yochid. So if the Rashbo had not mentioned his bitchidesh, that according to Rabbi Yudeh, we only say, kluto ki mishenoch. We only say, kluto ki mishenoch. Only when there is actual kavon. When there is actual kavon. As a matter of fact, we saw that while Rashi agrees with the lomdes of the Rashbo, that according to Rabbi Yudeh, we can only apply the aloha of kutuk mishuncho if there is kavone. But the Rashbo goes one step farther than Rashi, because according to Rashi, so just as we are able to apply the lomdes of Yesh B'chol Mosayim Mone vis-a-vis Meleches Machsheves, so we are able to apply the lomdes of Yesh B'chol Mosayim Mone vis-a-vis Kutukim Shuncho, the Sav de Machshavte in Kutukim Shuncho. But where is the Rashbo? No. So the lomdes of Yesh B'chol Mosayim Mone is effective, a significance in regard to Meleches Machsheves Osotor, but it has no relevance in regard to Kutuk Mishunch, because they are constructive kavone that it should be noch is not enough. There must be actual kavone that it should be noch at the point where it is kluto. If there is no actual kavone at the point where it is kluto, so then you do not say Kimishunch Damye. So how can the Rashbo accept the Rabbi Goyen's pshat, that the raya is from the reisha, because the reisha says that the daladames is chaye, even though it was called in the interim over the rishus ayochi, so it is k'moishenov rishus ayochi. So there is no avodah daladames with masachas. But there is avoid al damis basachas because he didn't have actual kavone. He had no kavone that it should be no chiddushes hayochid. So there is a stira between the two Rashbos. Now you'll see something that the Rashbo, when he mentions his svore, when he says, when he has that kashi, when he has that kashi, when against the first Rashi, Hokomashmelon, Rishuyas Mitzarfis, Viloikluto Kimishuncho, Pires. No. I mean, when he has the second kashi, Voaname Damrino Komashmelon, the Klutalaf Kimishuncho, Pirshe Rashezal. Apoches mechan, di patrino apoches mitalet, ve'avo gav de'ovo derosh yisayochid, shmamo ne dekut alavki mishuncho, v'gam zei nemachva b'einai, di minolon di pota mishim dekut alavki mishuncho, do yev shalei makluto liyishai v'leo, elo b'eim ha'kol mokim shetirtzit enoach. So, the Rashbo is madgish, do yev shalei makluto liyishai v'leo. Why does he say, do yev shalei makluto liyishai v'leo, elo b'eim ha'kol mokim shetirtzit enoach. So in other words, the Rashbo shite that without kavone, so the halacha of kluto kimishimuncha domye does not take effect. So it does not mean it doesn't take effect at all. In other words, without kavone, that it should be munach, so it's not a full hanoche. It cannot be considered as a full hanoche to be mechayim. But even without kavone, while it cannot be considered as a full anoch, it can be considered as a partial anoch. But in order to be mechayev, we must have a full anoch. If it's a partial anoch, it's an incomplete anoch, so then he cannot be mechayev. Masheinkin, in order to pater him for the chiyuv of Daled Ames, which has to be with Daled Ames Basachas, not if it is done in steps. So even though there was no kavone that it should be kolut, it should be noch in the rishus hayochid that it passes, so it still is considered partially noch as it is kolut in the rishus hayochid. I mean, that's implicit in the lashon. You see that he emphasizes, he madgish. So he says, "Diminolon defota mishum nikuz lach mishuncho." Do yevshaleima kluto liyischayivaleo. Why does he have to mention the word liyischayivaleo? Let him say, "Do yevshaleima kluto elobeima kol mokim shetirtzino." Now, what's the pshat? Monepshach. If the Rabbi Yehuda holds, if the Rashba says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in order that kluto should the aloha of kluto kimishuncho damye should take effect, then there must be kavone. So without kavone, so in other words, so it's nothing, so it's in a state of motion. I mean, bimtzias, it is in a state of motion. But in order that it should be but if we apply the aloha of kluta kimishuncho damye, so it's not in a state of motion, so it's in a state of rest. But in order that the aloha of kluta kimishuncho damye should take effect, there must be kavone. And without the subjective element, there is no kluta kimishuncho. So if there is no kluta kimishuncho, it is always in a state of motion. So memele, so why is the avoda ledames in steps? I mean, it's bibasachas. Because there was no stop whatsoever. So apparently, the Rashba holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not totally munach. Kluto is not totally munach without kavone. But in a way, it is munach. Now, what's the pshat? Now, I think it can be explained that way. Now, I didn't explain the Shittas HaRishenim when we went over the Gemara Daf Tzadik Zayin about Hanoch al Gabi Mashu. I didn't want to discuss in detail all the Rishenim about Hanoch al Gabi Mashu, Nach Mashu, Hanoch al Gabi Mashu, because this is the main sugya is Daf Kufa Medalev, so I didn't want to spend time. But there is a Machlekes Rishenim, the Meiri, the second Loshin in the Meiri, Daf Kufa, and that is, he's disposed towards the second Lashon. Even though he has two Lishenes in Daf Kuf, the Meiri, but he is disposed towards the second Lashon. So the Meiri in the second Lashon, Daf Kuf, says that when do we need when does Rove say that it's necessary to have a nochel gabi mashu only when it reached poches migimut vochim from the karka, but it didn't come in contact with the karka itself? So then it must stop for one moment. But suppose, let's say, it reaches, it's misgalgel, let's say, in the avia, two tvochim above the karka, Rishus Arab, misgalgel, and not noch even for one moment, then it's not anoch. Mashenkein, if it mamish, is in contact with the karka, even though it didn't stop, it didn't rest for one moment, it kept on rolling, let's say like a ball that rolls on the karka. So even though it wasn't noch mash for a moment, always in a state of motion, so then it's considered hanoch. That's the shite of the mir. That's the shite of the mir. There are some who say that Rashi shite is also like that. I mean, it's not muchach. There are some who are trying to be midayik from the lashon of Rashi. Dafku from a base, Misgalgul in Sefer Lenuach at the very top, Dafku from a base. Avol Haikin in Sefer Lenuach, Avol Gadeloino, Kimandimor Dome Komash. So Rashi says, Misgalgul Kamret, Dolo Shoruach, Misgalgul Ibavi Kamret. So Rashi emphasizes Shoruach, Misgalgul Ibavi. Why did Rashi have to say, Haruach migalgali ba'avi kamret? So, he should say, misgalgal kamret. Dobro shoruach migalgali. Why migalgali ba'avi? So, that's somewhat, Amidai, that Rashi agrees with the Mir. So, in other words, when do we say that there has to be anochemashu if it is not mamish in contact with the karakarishus rabbi? But it's poches megimul tvochim from the karakarishus rabbi. So then, without hanoche mashu, true lovud, but if there is no hanoche for one moment at least, it's not noch. Mashainkein, if it's mamish in contact, if it's misgalgal kabikarka, not misgalgal ba'avir, poches megimul tvochim from the karaka, then it's hanoche mamish. We don't need, alright, whatever. Whatever Rashi shite is, but that's a shite of the Mir. And many Rishenim achilik on that. And then, I mean, Teisves Daf Pei says the same svore ligabe Reb Yehuda. But the implication being that Rabbonon achilik, Rabbonon of Reb Yehuda, and Rabbonon of Reb Yehuda hold that it's necessary to have anochel kamimashu, anochel mashu, even if it's misgalgal kabikar kamamish. Alright, so there is a machleket Hashem. Now, if we say that like most Hashem, not like the Mir, Dafku, the second version, like most Hashem, so they say that Hanochal Gabi Mashu is necessary even if it's Misgalgal Gabi Karka. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, because there are two elements in Anochi. First of all, it must be Noch on something. On something tangible. Hanoche implies that it must be Noch on something tangible. Alright, there is a Loche of Dalet al Dalet. But even if we say there is no necessity for Dalet al Dalet, let's say, so, Machshavte Machshavle Mokin Dalet al Dalet. So it's not necessary to have a certain shield. But one thing is certain necessary, that it should be noch upon something, not just to be suspended ba'avir. That's not anoche. It has to be noch on something tangible, that upon which it is noch, not just suspended, tol v'ein. So that's one thing in anoche. And then there is a thing that it must be in a state of rest. It must be in a state of rest. Now, we saw there is a machlekes between Teisves and Ramban, the Abdaled in Yitzias HaShabes, according to Rabbi Kiva, that Kutukum Shemuchadam, he was the Pshat. So according to Teitzves, according to the Rin Teitzves, so the Pshat Mekuri Tekem Mishum Chadami according to Rabbi Akiva is that the Hanochi is in the Aver itself. And according to the Ramban and the Ramban in Poro, so the Pshat included the Kemishun Cho is not that it is Noch in the Avia, high above, but that it's considered Noch at the bottom, and the Karka below. Now, if we say that the Pshat included the Kemishun Cho Dami, included the Kemishun Cho Dami is that it's left the sheet of Moshe Rashenim, not like the Ri. The reading taste is Abdallah. So the sheet of Moshe Rashenim is that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Kuta Kamishun Chodamye implies that it's considered Noch al Kavikarak. Not just it's Noch in the Avia. So Mimele, that means that in Kuta Kamishun Chodamye, there are two halachas. First of all, that if something is Be'avia, so it's considered, even though. What does it mean, Kluta Be'avia? That means it's Misgalgal Be'avia. High above in the Avia, it's Misgalgal. So number one, Aloche, that Rabbi Akiva says, in Kluta Kemishon Choyiz, that when something is Misgalgal Be'avia, it's considered Alpidin, as if it had been Misgalgal Gavikark. Bimtzies, it's not Misgalgal. And the Karka below, it's Misgalgal in the sky, in the Avia above. So, one aloche that Rabbi Akiva says, Kuta Kemishun Cho is, that when it's Kolut in the Avir, by definition means Misgalgel Bavir, so it's considered as if it's Misgalgel Al-Kark, in view of the fact that in a vertical direction, so any point in a straight vertical line, so it's considered represent one Mokhe. So because of that, when something is called Bavir, it's considered, that means Misgalgal Bavir. So it's considered as if it had been Misgalgal below. Bekark, that's number one. But that's not enough. Hanocha means that it should be in a state of rest, not that it should be in a state of motion. So then there is another aloche. Once Misgalgal, called Bavir is considered Misgalgal Bekarka, we say another aloche. Rabbi Akiva says another aloche. And Misgalgal Bekarka itself, so is considered Noch at every point. Now suppose you have a ball. You roll a ball on the Karka. So according to Rabbi Akiva, so even though it's continually in a state of motion, but it's considered as if it is in a state of Noch for a split second at every point in the Karka over which it is rolled. So in effect, according those Rishonim who say that Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva says Kuta Kemishun Chodami, so it means that it's like Muna Bikarke, so Rabbi Akiva says two things. Number one, that when it's called Bavir, Mizgal Bavir, it's considered as if it's Mizgal Bikarke. But that's not enough. So suppose you have it Mamish Mizgal Bikarke, you have a ball that is rolling on the Karka, but it's not in a state of rest. So there's another aloha that Rabbi Akiva says, that when something is misgalgal bekarka, it's considered noch. So mimele, when the Rashbo says that Rabbi Yehuda requires kavone in order to apply the aloche of kluto kimishun chadamye, so in other words, he separates the aloche of kluto kimishun chadamye of Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda separates, he analyzes the two halachas, the components of Kluta Kemishun Chodamye of Rabbi Akiva. One, halacha number one, is that Misgalgel Kolut Bavir, Misgalgel Bavir, is considered like Misgalgel Bikark. Halacha number two, Misgalgel Bikark itself is considered noch. So Rabbi Yehuda says, insofar as the first halacha is concerned, that Misgalgel Bavir is considered like Misgalgel Bikarka, so that doesn't require kavane. Without kavane, Misgalgel Be'avir is considered like Misgalgel Be'karka. But Misgalgel Be'karka is not enough. It has to be Nochal Kavikarka. So there is aloche klutu kemishum chadamye, that Misgalgel Be'karka is considered like Noch Be'karka, because as a matter of fact, I mean, you could even explain it explain it philosophically, but when you explain a piece of Gemara, you don't have to indulge in philosophy. But if you want to explain it philosophically, you can say that when a ball is rolling on the karka, so in effect, metaphysically, it is for a split second, it is not at every point over which it passes. Anyway, this is what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Akiva's two dinim. Number one, that Mikol Ba'avia, Mizgalgil Ba'avia, is considered like Mizgalgil B'karka, but then Mizgalgil B'karka itself is not enough. So we have to resort to another halacha, that when something is Mizgalgil B'karka, it's considered Noch Al Gabi Karka. So as far as the second halacha is concerned, there is a prerequisite of Kavon. As far as the first thing, that Mizgalgil Ba'avia is considered like Mizgalgil B'karka is concerned, so without Kavone, Mizgalgil Ba'avia is considered like Mizgalgil B'karka. But Mizgalgil B'karka, even when it's mamish Mizgalgil B'karka, so the Rabbi Yehuda would require, even in the case where it's mamish Mizgalgil B'karka, there should be Kavone, that it should be, that this Gilgal should be Danoch. But if there is no Kavone, so even if it would be mamish Mizgalgil B'karka, mamish Mizgalgil B'karka, like a ball rolling on the karka, it wouldn't be considered Noch. So now we can understand, so we can answer the apparent stira between the two Rajbos. Now we can understand the Loshen, the Diyuk HaLoshen. First, Rajb. Von Name Dam Rinom, because Mashna Kulat Mishuncho, Pirsh Rashizal, Apoches Mechan, the Patrino, Apoches Metallic, Vafo Gavdova de Rashta, Yokish Manu Kulat Mishuncho, Gamzein Machva Benai, the Mono and the Potam Shulat Mishuncho, do you have Shalim Akutoli, do you have Shalim Akutoli Schaivolel? Elobei me a call Mokim Shetil Tetanwach. Because in order to be Mechuye, so that we have to resort to both Aloches. Number one, that Kluto Ba'avir is like Mizgalgal Ha'Karka. Number two, that Mizgalgal Ha'Karka itself is K'mish Munach. So in order to be Mechuyev, we must resort to both. So without Kavone, the second thing we don't say, that Mizgalgal, which with Maris Ayin is continual in state of motion. With Maris Ayin. State of motion. So, but, Alpedin it can be considered as if it stopped at every point over which it rolls on the karka, but only when it has that subjective element, when it has that kavone, that it should be considered noch. Then it can be. But if it doesn't have the subjective element, so mainly it cannot be considered noch. But even without kavone, if it's called bavir, it's considered like misgalgal kavi karka. So mainly it's not say what Rav Haigoyen says, that the raya, the diuk is from the seif, from the reish. B'dale dames is chayev, even though it passed through the rishus hayochid. So it should be considered as if it passed through rishus hayochid, because even though it didn't have kavone, it should be noch in the rishus hayochid. So we do not say that it's mamish v'noch, but misgalgel in the rishus hayochid it is. The first thing of Klutik Mishimcho doesn't require Kavone. So that means that in effect the ball rolled over the whole Rishus HaYochid. So that in itself is Mivatel. The fact that it rolled over another Rishus in Rishus HaYochid is Mivatel, the Akire, and it makes the Itzoye of Dalet Ames not like Itzoye that Mibasachas. So this is what he says. You feed Mandoma, the last few lines there. Mandoma kudo ki mishuncho, afilu zora ka arba'a mispoteh. Di mishum zeri ka arba'a mishus rabim lo mechayev. Da arezu ki mishuncho mishus hayochid. Kim di mishus much leku. So true, it wasn't munach without kavone. But misgalgo it was. That when, because when Rabbi Akiva says kudo mishuncho damye, Rabbi Akiva is saying two separate alofas. Number one, that kluto ba'avia, misgalgo ba'avia, Kimi she misgaldol bikarka. Number two, misgaldol bikarka kimi shenoch. So, in order to apply the first aloche, that kluta bahavya kimi she misgaldol bikarka, without kavane we say that. But the second aloche only with kavane. So mimele, but where it was in the prices, so that means even though he didn't have kavane, it should be noch. But it rolled over the Rishis HaYochid. So that interrupts the Maise Zrike of Dalet Amez Vasachas. So Memele, he should be potter if we say Kutuk Mishum Chadamye. But apparently this price holds, we don't say Kutuk Mishum Chor. So Memele, we don't even say the first thing that Kluto behavior is like Miskalgo Bikalka. So that's why he is high. Yes.
Are you saying that it's not
Ligabi
to Mankir of the original Akira?
Ligabi Dalanis. We don't have to say Ligabi that it's not. Because since there was a Gilgul, the Karka, in contact with the Rishus HaYochid, so that means that the Zrike was not the Vasak.
Shunun Alf Jabbos Chof Beishvat Heitov Shalom at Zion, February 10th, 1977, Thursday.
It's not a Rishis Rab. In other words, it's under an elevator. Those streets, it's under an elevator, so it does not have a din of Rishis Rab. It's a Yalfuse from Digli Midbar, because in the Digli Midbar, where the Jews marched, so then it was open. I mean, it wasn't covered with the ceiling. It wasn't covered with the seal. Mikure mechus. So the Gemara asks the kashi. Eini, vo'agole is the mikure save. We learn out from the midbar and the agole is, so was mikure. V'omarav mishum repchie. So why was it Mikure? So it was Mikure because of the Kroshim. Because the Kroshim were placed on the Agoles, the wagons. So Memele, beneath the Agoles, should not have a din of Rishis Rabin, but V'yom Arav Mishim Rabchie, Agoles, the wagons, Tachteyen Ubineyen Vitzideyen Rishis Rabin. Now let's see the Rashi. The Mikure Sab. Bikroshim asdurim aleihen rorbon leirecha agola. So in other words, if this was the eirecha agola, so he put the kroshim. One row, another row, a third row, a fourth row. So mimele, there weren't fourth rows, I mean, as the Gemara points out. So they were placed all over the eirecha agola. So he plays the Kroshi. And the Gemara now assumed that the Kroshi were placed on the width. Now let's say this is a cash. So it was placed, and this is the Agole. So it was placed like this. One row, and then another row. On the width they were placed on the wagons. So Mimele beneath the wagons it was Mikure. So, because he must do malim rorbon leirach agole, the orkon, le rorbon, al reist van isel, because saltaito, so in other words, so the length of the kroshim were placed widthwise of the agole, of the wagon, because alkadaito halt neko leirach agole, so yemisuris. So still, Rav Mishim Rav Chia says Agoles Tachteyen beneath them Ubineyen. What does it mean Bineyen? Between one wagon and another. Bin Agolo La Agolo Shebitzil V'afal Pi Sheroshi Akroshim Yeitzin Likan Likan Shtei Amis Umechto V'chol Ruach V'roshi Kroshim Shel Agolo Zu. Because there are two Agoles adjacent to each other. So V'roshi Kroshim Shel Agolo Zu Magiyen Likroshi Kroshim Shel Zu Shebitzido. וריחה בגולה חומש אמץ החול על שתי אמץ אומר ובין התפניס ואיפני בווילס ואובי איפני על שתי אמץ אומר ויוד אמץ ערך הקרש וכשאיר קונוסון על דפני הגולה לרור בו נמצאו בייז אמץ אומר בלתי מכל צד ונמצאו רווח שבין בייז הגולה מקורו בראשי קרושי so since the Kroshi were placed on top of the Agoles, so Mimele beneath the Agoles was Mikure, and between one Agole and the other it was also Mikure, because the Agoles was Beilet, were protruded. I mean the Kroshi were Beilet beyond the Defne Agole. So it was Mikure. So why do we say that Tachteyen Ubineyen ויצידיין רישוס הרב וביניהם ויצידיין רווח שבין דייפן העגולה so תחתיהם means בניב דעגולה itself ביניהם means between one עגולה and the other and צידיהם is the רווח, the vacant space between the דייפן העגולה, the walls of the עגולה and the wheels so they're all מקורת so if there is no such halacha that Rishus HaRabim Mikure is potter, alright, but since there is such a halacha, so why does Rav Chiya say that he says it in Rishus HaRabim? Ki koma rav bidrot. There is another girse that stays as girse bidoretat, but Rashi's girse is בדרותה ברווח שבין שוריס הסדר שהיו סדר קרש על קרש סדר אחד ומניחה רווח וסדר סדר אחר ומניחה רווח. So in other words, if this is the agole, this is the length of the agole, so in other words, he put let's say kroshim here, and then he left vacant space, and then he put another row of kroshim. So in other words, so when it's higher, if one will carry here beneath the wagon here, beneath the vacant space of the wagon, but in a chaname, if he'll carry beneath the kiru, he'll be potter. This is how Rashi explains bidrot. Now he's not Jairus, we don't attack. Alright. So now the Gemara says Kash. Mer de uche de agole kama have. Chomishamin. So the length of the agole was 5 amos. Put ye the keresh kama have, am so palk. That's mentioned in the Torah. That the width of each keresh was an am and a half. So mimele, and the length of the agole is 5 amis. So mimele, if you are going to place all the kroshim, I mean the kroshim, number of kroshim, not all the kroshim on one agole, there were 4 agoles, Rashi said. So, but if you are going to place, let's say 12 kroshim and one agole and one wagon, so mimele, you will have to place them over a space of 5 amis, because the length of the wagon was 5 amis. Now, and the Gemara assumed that they between one row and another, so there was the same kind of space. So, in other words, now each row occupies. If you put it, the Gemara assumed that you placed that the crushing the boards were placed on the width. Now, what is the width? And I'm on the head. So in other words, so you put one row and you put another row and you put another row, so that occupies 1.5 amo, and that occupies another amo and a half, so it's 3 amos, and then if you put a third row, so it's 4.5, and altogether it's 5 amo. So you have to divide for the half amo, the half amo, you have to divide for the even spaces, the vacant spaces that there is between one law and another. So it's less than Gimel Tvachit. So Mele it's Lovut. So it's considered as if there is no vacant space. So Mele, so it is always Mikot. That's the Gemara's Kash. Me'adei Yechadad Bole Kamahav Echomisham. Put here the width, the Keresh Kamahav Amso Pal. Kamo Meisi. Plot. So the maximum number of rows that he could place on the width of the Koshin is three. Three rows of Koshin. So that will occupy 4.5. So just 1/2 amo is left. Partially palged amse. Kishodalei, and when you distribute it as vacant space between one row and another, so memele there will be less than gimel tvochi in the vacant space that intervenes between one row and another. And that's not considered vacant space. So it's completely mikur. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Bidrote, kikom harav tahtayim roshes rabi, bidrote, birevach shebin shiur is aseida, shiur is aseida. Shodli mar beinu beine kishato mechalik lerevashim nazdorim. Ein bichol revach elo revi amo du tefachu mechzo dahavali lovut v'hayne mikure achude monach v'yike raf chetve. Alright. Also the Gemara says, the Gemara gives the teretz mi savres koshim aputaya v'monachlu achude monachlu. It's not as you assumed that the koshin were placed on the width like this. No, the koshin were placed like this, on the thickness. Now, the Torah spells out, I mean, the height of each keresh. I mean, the length. So then we set it up, so that's the height. Esarame is irach hakoresh. So the length of the keresh is 10 amis. Now, the Torah does not spell out explicitly the thickness of each keresh, but the Gemara says that the thickness of each keresh was one am. So now the Gemara is saying that the balls, the koshim, were not placed on their width, and the width would be like this, but on the thickness. Now, what was the thickness? One am. Misavres koshim apotai, have monachlu, achud monachlu, and the thickness. Save say, sumcha the keresh kama have amse, kama have mesi. So, what's the maximum number of rows that he could place in a wagon that is 5 amas long? So 4 rows. I mean, he couldn't place 5 rows because how could it be mitzamtzem? I mean, that if it's only the whole length of the wagon was 5, he couldn't put 5 rows. So Mimele, so the maximum number of rows of koshim that he could place on a 5 amo long wagon is 4 rows. So again, the Gemara has the same kash. The Gemara give the teretz. Mis avos koshim apotai amanachlo. Achud manalo. So the Gemara has the kash. Save. Sumcha nikaresh kama have amso. Kama have meisiv abo. Poshel amso. So when you divide it as vacant space, so then there will be less than 3 tvochim. Kishot lemar beinu ubeine kelovodom. So he nichalemandoma koshim milimaton uvyanamo milimailon kolim veilchinat keetz shab elimandoma kishim shalimato uvyanamo kach milimailu uvyanamo mayitlimer. So this machlik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemye. Rabbi Yehuda says that only at the bottom it was am. The thickness here is am at the bottom, but then it narrowed up and the top, so the thickness was just like one etzba, one etzba. So the Gemara, Rabbi Nechemye says just as the thickness at the bottom was one amo, so the thickness here was also one amo on top. So the Gemara says, "In the chalamando makoshim milmato uvyanam," but milmano it tapers and it narrows up, and then it just like one etzba it becomes the thickness on top. El mando makishim shilmato uvyanamo, kach milmailo uvyamamo ma'ikol mima. Let's see the Rashi. Achudem onachlu, diiker afchet vei, tsum chavuve, amsek mishalim lekamu nuvian amu, kamu meisim kamu zdorim umisadir, abod al kochoch yoch, kol ma sheyochel isadir al pnei irach agolo umisadir, vini magbi alei ishim zu al zu, shal yudveis koshim hoyu lagolo achas, shememches koshim hoyu, chof koshim litzofei, veeschim lidore. The Torah says, so, that the 20 koshim in Tzofim and 20 in the door, and sheish limar u'shnayim limikzoyis in the corners, in the two corners, in the corner of Marovis Reinis and in the corner of Marovis Reinis, v'chidun d'oror bon amo v'chotzi, since the width is amo v'chotzi u'mei shafchudon kotzer im ato misadeir zu al zu harbe heneifles. So in other words, so he cannot pile up one on top of the other. In other words, that he'll put it al chudo, so he'll put one on top of the other like this. So then it'll topple down. So he must reduce the piling up one on top of the other to a minimum. So and place as many rows as he can, as he can. So, shemechos koshim וחלקון לעמו זו גימו רווחת של מעבור סגורם כלא בדומה שאין כאן רווח על שני תווחת תוהי ניחה עוד אמרת שהרווח הזה הוא רישוס הרבים הוא למנדו משהו והקרושים קולו ולחת כאצבע איקל מימדי כרף כתווי בין דל זורים so there is a part of the thickness where it's very little you see the upper part is very little so ממילא there will be more than גימו תווחת Rebach, between one wall and another. But according to Rebbe Chemie, so it's all over an Amo. So there will be very little vacant space. Less than Gimel Tvor. The Rav Ketvei in Dallas Dorim. El Mandom, Aplukam Mishmai. Omer Rav Kane, Be Adbi. Now, so there are two pshat in here in Rashi, the Rabbeisop of Rashi and Rashi's own pshat. Then Teisves has an altogether different pshat, but the pshat of the Rabbeisop of Rashi and of Rashi himself in final analysis is the same thing. It's only the difference is why do we say it, but it's the same pshat Bain according to the Rabbeisop of Rashi and the Bain according to Rashi himself. So what it means bi'tabe, whatever the girl sees. So it means not as the Makshin assumed that they were the every set, you see, every set of every Keresh, every set of Kroshim were, I mean, the different sets of Kroshim were removed from each other. But they were placed together. In other words, that's the pshat, being according to the Rabbeisa, and being according to Rashi's pshat, that you put two Kroshim next to each other. And then you left vacant space, and then you put two other koshim, two other sets together. So mele, there was ample vacant space between the two rows. So the hav, I mean, where is the makshin assumed? That the every set of koshim was removed from every other set. So the Gemara says no, that two sets of Kroshim were arranged together like as one row. So Memele, there was ample space intervening between the rows because every row consisted of a double set of Kroshim. Now, so that is the Pshat, Bein according to Rabbeisof of Rashi and Bein according to Rashi. But let's see what the difference is. אומר רב כאן ביד ברווח שבנצידי הקרושים שאתה בוי סקוויז בהם כאומר רב דיומר קלימה כאומר רב דהב רישוס רב קלימה די אפשר לסדר בו ארבע סדורים. In other words, the main idea is that two sets of קרושים were arranged in one row, so you only had two rows and in the middle you had intervening space. So Memele, in that intervening space, Tachtov, in that intervening space, so had a din of Rishus Rabbi. But why? Why do we have to say, how does Gemara know that two sets of Kroshim were arranged into one row? We had to do it. Because if the Jews did not arrange two sets of Kroshim in one row, so then if they had to arrange different rows and every set of Kroshim would be arranged as a separate row, so then the Taboyes would collide against each other, would strike against each other. You couldn't please them that way. So Klai Mariev shall isad abo abos dori ki the kamrat livshit abois kvuim bikroshi ki the chsives tabiseim tasis or she yotechi fabrichim liseichon lifishen dveitz. And Rashi, Rabbi Yitzchok of Rashi say, hold that these rings, these taboys, were erect, were set up in an erect position. In other words, you couldn't push it down to put it in a lying position. So they are always erect, like this handle of the door. So in other words, so if you didn't arrange two sets of crushing in one row, so then they would have to strike each other. They say lifishen veis uchsheyesh veis al adonim. Now all the koshim, were cut out, and there was a chitz made to the bottom of each keresh, and then we had two yodeis, two tenons, and those yodeis, those tenons, were thrust into the sockets the same way as you pushing, you know, electric cord into the socket. So you have two yodeis and you push it in the socket. So you had the socket, and the two yodeis of each keresh were placed in the sockets. So the voice kushim kushim kidach sivus tap the same tasses off she yetechei ha brichim liseichon lifshein veis uchsheyesh veis al adonim sheino malamo minalei slifonim olocher elo shabrichim michabrim eskulo. Now let's say we had this was, he put it on the chudim, on the thickness. Now here he had a tabas. Now let's say, suppose here he had a tabas. And here he had a tabas. So Memele, he would put like this. So that the tabois would be the chutz. So that's how he arranged two sets of koshim, and the tabois would be litzad achitz. So Memele, they wouldn't strike each other. Mefichoch meishiv shtayim zu etzal zu bereisha agol achas, upeine tzad tabois shal chitzeno lechutz, we shall pnimislifni. The tabas here, as he arranges the two koshim, so into one row, so the tabas of this one is here, and the tabas of this one is here. Ve'im tzorich laniach revach b'neyem. V'chein b'reisha agola sheini. V'chol amaso revach. Ve'em tza b'tzili ataboiz. Kach piyosh rabiz. All right. Now, and Rashi rejects the Rabbeis of Pshat. He rejects the Rabbeis of Pshat, in other words, that this is not the reason as to why it was necessary to place two sets of koshim together. Because as far as the collision, of the two taboys against each other is concerned, so there is a way to overcome it, so we can place them in an irregular way. This is how Rashi says. So, in other words, so Rashi rejects the reason as to why the Rabbeis of mention, as to why they had to place the two sets of koshim in one row. But he says something else, but the pshat of Rashi is the same as the Rabbeis. The pshat is, the Tartzvi is saying that two sets of koshim were arranged in one row. So, in other words, so you didn't have three, so you didn't have four rows, you only had two rows, but each row was a double row, consisted of two sets of koshim, so Memele the vacant space was much more than Gimut Vochim. So Memele it had a deem, if somebody carried beneath that the wagon just below that vacant space, so he was chayav. So it's high. But, so this is how Rashi himself explains it. But, where is the Rabbi Yisuf saying that the reason as to why we are forced to come to the conclusion that the koshim were placed, the two sets of koshim were arranged in one row, is because of the taboyes? So he says no. The taboyes didn't present any problem. But the reason as to why they had to be placed together, for a very simple reason. Because if you would place them, if you would place now, you had to pile up. Of course, they try to reduce the piling up of one carriage on top of the other to a minimum. But they still had to, because they had memches koshin, so they had to pile up. Now, so if they didn't double up with the set of koshin, so then it would topple over. So, but by doubling up the two sets of koshin, so mamele, there was no risk in toppling over. So in other words, the effect is the same pshat as the Rabbi Isa in final analysis. But why does the Gemara say that they had to do it that way? According to Rabbi Isa, because of the Tabois. According to Rashi, not because of the Tabois. Because that would have secured the Kroshim that were piled up one on top of the other, let's say three Kroshim, one on top of the other, against toppling down. Alright. So that's the Teretz of the Gemara. Biadbi. Adbi Eichem Onachlo, Adabi Da Gole. So Memele, it was not Mikure on top of the Agola, because they were just two rows, two double rows, and between there was vacant space. But that was vacant space above the Karka of the Agola, the floor of the Agola. But the Agola had the floor. So Memele, beneath the Agola, so it was Mikure because of the floor of the Agola. And Rashi assumed that according to the Makshin, so each Agola had a cement floor. Alright. Now, let's see. Vikacho Yogeas. Omer Afkane Ba'adbe. Adbe Yechemon. Achlo Agabe Da Agola. Va'agola Gufe Mikure Avo. Omer Shmuel Bi Yisaitis. So the Gemara says, where is the Makshin assumed that it had a floor of karka, he said, a floor of dagoles. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, no, it considered a flat, so he said this. So, and then between one Yosef and another, there was vacant space, and at least Gimel Tvachim vacant space, because it's less than Gimel Tvachim, so it's not considered as vacant space. So Memele, it was not Mikur. Omar Shmuel be said. Alright. Omar Bad Adbe Yechamonach Wa Agabe Da Agole Wa Agole Gube Mikur Avoy Omar Shmuel be said. Unforesh Adbe Yechbo Itaboy Upachino Hano Chavke Da Adbe Yechamonach Wa Agabe Da Agole Kitvarishes Votinach Tideyem Buneyem Rishus Rabim Ele Tachteyem Nechav Rishus Rabim Wa Agole Gube Mikur Avoy Vizikol Tzalko Daito Shoy Asu Yizkal Riyo Miumato Keison Shalonu Shetiyenem Bichayu Viofo Lubinyen. A real floor, I mean like a floor of cement. Omashmuel be safe. So it didn't consist of chel and of all, but it consisted of laths and yisaydes, and there was vacant space, and it wasn't locked. Lohoyu mikures melbatel yisaydes soy. Vireva b'neyem. Ki geneison shalonu asu yislovet. Alright. That's the rabbi's. Vilinire pirej de atve. Moy atve de sifre. Ho'omo b'menoches. I mean there is a similarity between this expression in Old French glown and the English expression of glue. There is a similarity, but it doesn't mean glue, but there is a similarity in the connotation, because glum bilas shemivakel echot bereishei v'neisha beidapi akuntres. In other words, if you want to be mechabeth like a clamp, so you make a crack, let's say in a piece of paper, say you make a crack in a piece of paper, and then you hold it together. So that is glum blas. So it's similar to the English term glue. What is glue? What's the purpose of glue? To tape, to adhere to things. And this also, in other words, it's a clamp, you know, to hold a bunch of papers. So it's the same word. So in other words, so he says, Shemivakal maklecha bereshi v'nisha bidapi akuntres. Not that each row consisted of one set of koshim. No. The Miteir Shaseila Gobeya Gimel Kvoshim, he had to pile up three Kvoshim, one on top of the other. So, Kolecho Dron Beyamo Vechatzi, Umisho Beykotza, Shua Amo Shemu Vebisulei, Harinei Play Zual Zu, Elomei Shif Shtei Shurei Sholei, Shnaim Zuel Zu, Kimin Atve, Sheshtei Tzalis Atve Smuche Zu Lezu, Kim Beishi Vareisha Agola Achas, Umarzike Zue Zu. So, in other words, so he put, he arranged, two sets of koshim. Each set piles up, has a pile of koshim. So we arrange them in one row, so it's like atve, like a book clamp. In other words, to hold them together, that it shouldn't topple down. V'nimtzo, so it has more of support. Like this, each row consisted of one set of koshim, so what would be the support? Only one amo, because the thickness was an amo. Now when he put them together, so he has the support of two amos. So it's the same pshat as the rabbi. Yeah, in final analysis, it's the same pshat. But why does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara know that they did it that way? It's according to Rabbi, it's because of the taboids. According to Rashi, because otherwise they wouldn't be secure. The koshi. Alright. Uloshe Rabbi say in Losh Nagir Senire, Kipirush. Vilomo huskuru eison taboids kan. Which was the funnily koshi, as far as the problem with taboids is concerned, because they would be collision. So you can overcome it. So the Masho explains it. The Masho says that Rashi means Lishal Chifune means to be placed in a near regular way. But what does it mean? In other words, when would they collide if they are placed against each other with the taboids facing each other? Here is the tabas of this carriage and here is the tabas of that carriage, so then they would be collision between the taboids, but they can be placed. So in other words not the way Rashi says, the way Rashi says, so it means the taboids of the two, the tabas of this carriage is here and the tabas of this carriage is here. So he says, no, there can be, all the taboids can be faced in one direction. So let's say the tabas of this carriage is here, and the tabas of this carriage is here. So there wouldn't be collision between two taboids. There wouldn't be collision between two taboids. That's one pshat that Marshall says in Rashi. Another pshat is that they shouldn't be placed mamish, you know, shove be shove. But let's say if the tabas of this is here, even if the tabas is also here, so he could place it like this. But that he says b'der hateichek Rashi means. But he assumes that Rashi means lishal chifune. He means the question is lo ratnimish shel chaboisei mechuvone zuk negetzu. In other words, not as Rashi himself says the tabas of this carriage is here and tabas of this carriage is here, but they all face one direction, so the tabas of this carriage might be here, and the tabas of this carriage, the tabas of this carriage would be here. So there wouldn't be a collision between two taboys, just one. This carriage would come in contact at a certain point with the tabas. All right, but in final analysis, the pshat of the Rabbi Yisof and the pshat of Rashi is the same. In other words, that they were placed together. Alright, now, Teisves has an altogether different pshat. There's an altogether different pshat. Now but before we go over this Teisves, let us go over Teisves after the Chesamid. Now, I just... Hiniach Mandoma, the first Teisves after the Chesamid. Hiniach Mandoma. Koshim ilmato uvyanamo vikolim vehilchim atyet rabiud hitcha araf peiros uldidei minich valik kibon shehilchim vikolim atyet zva yechilim visada shisha zdori o yeise שיתנו חידי של זה כנגדובי של זה ויחזיקו שיש הסדורי שוליש עמי ושוליש הסבויס וישוע הרוג יהודה לפתוחים לאוויר. It's a little more than שוליש הסבויס וישוע הרוג יהודה לפתוחים לאוויר וחשודיס לבני ובני כלובדם. In other words, since we see that the Gemara is taking it for granted that the piling up was reduced to a minimum because the piling up of one carriage on top of the other involved a certain risk. So whatever they had to pile up, they had to pile up. But it was reduced to a minimum. So why does the Gemara say, "Hinlich lemando makoshim lmatu vinamu vikom veilchinat keetzpa"? So then it's all right. No. So there was a possibility to reduce the piling up even more and to arrange more rows of koshim on top of the agole instead of piling up one on top of the other. So then, since it was only narrow as this, the thickness on top of the carriage was narrow as this, so you could place many more rows of koshim. Because the koshim was set up like this, right? So in other words, what was narrow? The top. So, and what was thick? The body. So he says, where were the yiris pruseis on top? So Memele, he says it was osa mitzad halocha of Milan Mikilish v'lo meridim. So it was osa because Tesis Kashe was based upon the premise that in as much as one end of the carriage was relatively narrow, so they could arrange more rows of kosh and put the thick edge near the narrow edge. So he says that would be also because of Milan Bikidish Lomarid, because the narrow end of the carriage had more gdushi than the thick edge. Why? Because the narrow edge was on top. The narrow edge was on top. And here you placed the yiris and the thick edge was just in contact with the karka. So Mimele, that had more gdushi than the thickage. The gnayu lohosim tzado vohim itzomach likarka itzla kotzir shoyu lemailu mokim shayri is pusis aleyen vidome lehode amrino mailu mikidish v'imrit. So in other words, it's a big chidish in this thesis. So it appears from this thesis, now let's say there are different degrees of gdushi. Let's say in the Bisaknesis. So Bisaknesis is gdushi, but the bime upon which the sefator is kept, is placed, is read, is more gdushi. The Gemara Megillah says, you're not allowed to sell something that has superior gdushi in order to buy something that has inferior gdushi. The other way around is all right. So in other words, you can sell part of the Bisaknesis in order to buy the bime, but to sell a bime in order to buy the Bisaknesis, that's not, because Milan became Shulamirid. So that means now that the bime has more gdusha than the other parts of the Bisaknesis. Why? Because the Sivatora is kept on it. The Sivatora is red. And the mitpachas that is spread out on the bime has more gdusha than the bime. So, but from this stages it appears, it's a big chiddush, that let's say the top of the bime on which the Sivatora is kept has more gdusha than the foot, than the legs of the bime, than the bottom of the bime, because the bottom of the bime is in contact with the floor of the Bisaknesis, whereas the top, so that is, comes in contact with the Sivator. So we see, it's a big chiddush. In other words, that as far as Tashmishi Gdusha is concerned, so there is a difference between, because As far as Dusha Atmis is concerned, there is no difference. But as far as Tashbishik Dusha is concerned, there is a difference. So that is more of Tashbishik Dusha, the top of the Keresh, than the bottom of the Keresh. It's a big Chiddush. We have the Tamti rates, the Chmoisho Yupirkin, Eso min Amishkon, Kachoyo Manichin al Ago, Shoiso Itzodei for Amishkon, Kikachoyo Isin the later Reach, Avol Hofron or Yutereach God. So in Achaname, they try to reduce the piling up of one Keresh on top of the other to a minimum. But this they didn't. The Rabbi Yitzchok came there, the Shemo Mechetzion or Lemailo, you call him Veilchim. In other words, so Padre Shemim and Teisves in the Kashe and Rabbi Tam himself, since he did not give this Teresh that he gives, so they assumed that only at the very top it became narrow. But for the bulk of the height of the Keresh, the thickness was enough. But then at the very top it started to narrow. Vashain Kinderi says no. That he says, the Shemo Mechetzion Lemailo, you call him Hilchi. It started in the middle to narrow. The Ashti Yeshua Sada is. Vintin. Minolon di Alfinon mi Mashain Mikot. So Teisus says, Kashe, how do we know that if someone is carries in a Rishus Arabim, that his Mikure is poter? Why? Because there was, now the Gemara Kashe was on the contrary, you should learn out from the Mishkan that he is high. Because in the Mishkan, the Agoles, so it was the cook. So what was the Gemara's Teretz? Beneath the Agoles, there was a Kiru and there was not the Kiru. In other words, there were certain parts beneath the Agoles that was Mikure, and certain parts beneath the Agoles, certain areas beneath the Agoles that was not Mikure. So since in Mishkan we had both, we had areas that were Mikure, and we had areas that were not Mikure, so why do we learn out that the Rishus HaRabim has to be Mikure from the areas that were not Mikure? Why don't we learn out from the areas that were Mikure? V'imtem v'nolim v'yalfim v'mashin Mikure, ne'ilof nam kure shepe v'yamavet al-dam Rishus HaRabim Mikure chai. V'yesh le'imar, y'mina avya yesh lono lilmeit, sh'dei me'yeser Rishus HaRabim. So Teisa says, because it's mistaber that we have to learn out from the open areas rather than the closed areas. In other words, beneath the Agoles, and the Agoles were traveling, were marching, you know, on the roads, as they put apart the Mishkan, the Kroshim and everything, and it was Vayisu, Vayachnu, so Memele, the Agoles carried all the Kroshim. So, and where did the Agoles travel? The Agoles traveled on the roads, on the drochim, between one station of the Israelites and another station. So in the course of the work done in connection with the Mishkan, as they traveled, so there were areas that were open, not Mikure, and there were areas that were Mikure. So it's mistaber to learn out from the open places, because that partakes more of Rishus HaRabim. Why does that partake more of Rishus HaRabim? The answer is because the essential difference between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid consists in what? In Chitzis. Rishus HaYochid is Chotzus, is set up, is closed, is shut up from the adjoining space. That's a Rishus HaYochid. It has mechitzes. It is shut off from its surroundings. A Rishus HaRabim is open. There's no mechitzes. It's not shut off from the surroundings. So Memele, a kiru is like a mechitze on top. What is a kiru? It's like a mechitze on top. A mechitze, what is called a mechitze, is a vertical mechitze. But a kiru shuts off from the rokia, shuts off this Rishus, the bottom from the top. So it's also like a mechitze. So Mimele, since there were two areas in the midbar, so it's mistaber that the Rishis Rabim is only that area that is analogous to the area that is more open, rather than something that is relatively close. אפילו משנה מקור אני אומר נאמר קורא שבי ויאמר בתלם של שרם מקור חי משנה מהו יש לנו דומי שדימי יש לנו שרם וריאי מאיר דם הוכל יאופינו ושל שרם אלו מחנו לביא כי דגום על איל ומהוכל יאופינו אלו שיעו ושל שרם דהו את זיין אמיס ומכל מוקעים אילב דתחתיין ובניין וצדיין ושל שרם לא יאו יאופינו מנאי שיעו ושל שרם. So Teisve said, he says that we don't learn out the dinim of Rishus Rabim from the Agolis, we learn out the Dinim of Rishus Rabim from Machne Leviyah. So that's the Gemara at the beginning of Azeh. So the Gemara says, Mei Sheikh and Abi Yossi in Machne Leviyah, who Machne Leviyah Rishus Rabim Avoy. And we saw that according to the Rambam, so only Machne Leviyah had the Dinim of Rishus Rabim, because everyone had the right. He didn't have to ask Rishus to go into the Machne Leviyah, because Moshe was in the Machne Leviyah. So, but the Machne Yisrael was not in Rishus Rabim called the Rambam. So, but anyway, Machne Leviyah certainly is a Rishus Rabim. Then the Gemara says explicitly. So, mainly all the dinim of Rishus Rabim we learn out from the Machne Leviyah. The Machne Leviyah was open. The Machne Leviyah had no kiru. The Machne Leviyah. So it was open. So we learn out from the Machne Leviyah that the Rishus Rabim has to be open. But what we learn out from the Agolis, we learn out only one thing, that the shiur of the Zayin Amos, that's the Gemara of Tzadik Tes, because the area that was used in connection with the work done on the Koshim and putting it on the Agolis, so the Gemara says that it's 15, and Amse Yisere was occupied by the Ben Levi, who was standing on the car. So in other words, so the only thing that we learn out from the Agoles is the Shiur Rishus Rabim. But all the Dinim Rishus Rabim, that we do not learn out from the Agoles, that we learn out from the Machne Levi. V'ri'im ad imohochel yalfino Rishus Rabim Machne Levi, gidom aliyah, umihochel yalfino Shiur Rishus Rabim, dahavet zayin amis, umikomo ki milav di tachteinu b'neim zidin Rishus Rabim, lahavi yalfino minayeh, Shiur Rishus Rabim. But if that did not have a din of Rishus Rabim, so then we couldn't learn out the Shiur Rishus Rabim from there. So that was the Gemara's kashi. So the Gemara said no, that there was an open area too in the Agolis, in connection with the Agolis. There was an open area on the Karaka beneath the Agolis. But so Mimele, we can learn out the Shiur, the Zayin Amo from the Agolis. But the Aloche of that Emikur is not Rishus Rabim, that we learn out from the Machne Leviyah. Now the Mishkenes Yaakov in Tshuve Kuf Chof Aleph, that's one of the Tshuves, very long Tshuves. So to Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolis. Chaim Zalman Margolis, I would suggest all those who like to set up a Eruvim in all the cities of America, that first they should go over the Tshuves in Mishkenes Yaakov before they pass Kenshailas about here. So there are a number of Tshuves, a correspondence between Rabbi Yankel Kalinar and Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolis. Rabbi Yankel Kalinar was opposed to an Erev in the European Shtetlach. Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolis was matir, I mean the Erev in the European towns, but Rabbi Yankel Kalinar was opposed to an Erev even in the European towns. So there were many, many Jews who didn't carry in the European towns. Don't think, I mean, that it's such a double poshut, I mean, to carry. And Yerushalayim too, I mean, there are many Jews who don't carry in Yerushalayim, even the old city, and even near the Kesar. But anyway, that is an established letter, I mean, most Jews are rely on it. So there are many Tshuves between Rabbi Yankel Kalinar and Mishkenes Yaakov and Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolis. So in Tshuve Kuf Chof Aleph, so he mentions Tesis Kashi, and he gives a very simple terence on Tesis Kashi. He says, Tesis Kashi, Minolon di Alfino, Mi Moshe in Mikure, Nilat in Amkure Sheboy, Vie Amavi Adaladames, Bishus Arabi, Mikure Chaye. So he says, we learn out the meloches, what is a rishus rabim, what is not a rishus rabim, from the mishnah. So what does it mean from the mishnah? From any type of work that was done in connection with the mishnah. In connection with the mishnah. So the work that was done in placing the koshim on top of the agoles, or in taking off the koshim from the agoles, that was also work that had to do, that was associated with the mishnah. It was not the mishnah. But we don't learn out any dinim of meloches, of itzoye, or of rishus rabim from something that could have been done by a Jew in the midbar, but not in connection with the mishnah. So Mele, the Levim, who was involved in work in connection with itzoyes, in meishit, and in meishit and other things in connection with the mishnah? The Levim, as far as itzoye is concerned. So the Levim, they took off the agoles when they stopped in a certain station. So then they have to put together the mishkan, to set up the mishkan. So they took off the koshim. Then when they had to leave it, they had to move to another station. Vayisu vayachnu. So they had to put the koshim on the mishkan. And who was involved in that work? Levim. That doesn't make any difference. Well, Levim or Yisrael, that doesn't make any difference. So all the work that was done in connection with the mishkan, either in taking off the koshim from the agoles, or in putting up and arranging the koshim on the agoles, so that was done by Levim, who are standing in open space. But no work in connection with the mishkan was done by a Levi, who pushed himself down, who crept down, who crawled down beneath the agoles, and he carried there. It could have been done if somebody wanted to fool around and carry it there beneath the agoles in the mikure. Fine, he could have done it, but no work in connection with the mishkan was done beneath the agoles in the mikure area. So all the work that was done in connection with the koshim was done by Levim in the open area, in the non mikure area. So anyway, we cannot learn out. This is what he says. All right. Now, yes, what is it? But we learn out as Zayin Amo from the area, from a limited area. As a matter of fact, it appears from the Gemara of Tzadik Tes that there could have been, that Derech could have been wider than the Zayin Amo. The Gemara doesn't say that all the Drochim in the Midbar, where the Agoles passed and marched from one station to another, just had the Zayin Amo. I mean, it's not even Mistaber. I suppose some Drochim were wider and some Drochim were narrower. But the Gemara learns out from the area of Tashmish of the Levim. So in other words, so the Gemara says, Anan Shishesre Amo Anan the Gamul Mishkan, the Mishkan Chamisar Ave Amso Yisayir Avoye Dave Koyvim Leiv. So in other words, together with the area that is occupied by the Koshim, by the Agoles, by the Koshim, and the spot occupied by the spot where the Levi stands. So you had the Zayin Amo. So in other words, so we learn out from the area of Tashmish that was used in connection with the work of the mission. But the Derech, certain Drochim in the Midbar could have been more than the Zayin Amo. You see. Anyway, this is what Rabbi Yankel Kalina says. It's a very good term. Now, Teisves says here one teretz. So the minavi yesh lo nulil me chedei me yeis harishus arabim. I mean, this is a very long discussion.
Shunun and Shabbos continue.